toast, Gromit.
Gromit. Wallace and Gromit. Oh, don't you love him? Well, here's a cracking idea from the creators of Wallace and Gromit. Aardman Animations, the makers of the Oscar-winning animation series, have opened their first animation academy, hoping to train up the next generation of world-class animators. Its academy is in South African Township, a place where opportunities to receive world-class training of any kind are pretty thin there on the ground. BBC's reporter in Johannesburg, Jonah Fisher, went along to visit the new facility and joins us now. Jonah, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Let's talk a little bit about what kind of animation. Certainly Wallace and Gromit is all about, you know, I guess it's stop-frame claymation in addition to some other techniques. So what are they training people to do there?
Well, it's really the first step in becoming an animator who's capable of doing this kind of plasticine-type animation that we see in Wallace and Gromit. The programs that are being used are very much entry-level. They're 2D animation. People are coming out of school and going into this class. 100 students in Khayelitsha, which is one of the poorest townships outside Cape Town, will be giving this fantastic opportunity to train at this college. And Aardman Animations, who are, as you mentioned, behind Wallace and Gromit, have basically said, we're going to keep up a strong relationship with this college, and if any great talent comes through, well, they could be involved in the next Wallace and Gromit film.
Well, a lot of 2D and computer animation has migrated to Asia from the United States. Does Aardman Animations envision an African-based 3D claymation animation movement there in South Africa?
Well, I think the way one of the executives put it to me when he was there is he said that it's a bit like digging for minerals. And you can dig for minerals anywhere in the world at the moment. Many of the animators who work on Wallace and Gromit come from Asia, as you mentioned. Many of them come from India. It's really a global industry, and at the moment they're not getting any animators from Africa. They believe that the talent is here. It's just a question of unearthing it. And this college, I think, is part of that process of trying to develop what they feel is that untapped potential here.
Well, here's a student, his name is Nathan Palmer, talking about his goals and how he envisions this school will help him.
I would like to have my own studio, direct my own series, animated series or feature film. That's my big, big goal.
And you think that could come true now?
Definitely. If this could have come true for me, just the start of it.
I mean, he makes a really important point. It's not just about assembling animated scripts that maybe were written abroad. It's about African stories getting into this whole mix here. Do they envision that?
Yeah, that's a big part of it, and it's also a big part of it is trying to change Cape Town's film industry from being an industry which is dominated by white people at the moment. About 80% of the people who work in it are white, and I think certainly those people who are in the industry in South Africa are hoping that colleges like this will enable it to become much more of a multiracial industry where everyone in South Africa is given an opportunity to take part.
Well, Jonah Fisher, it's not going to fly unless Wallace and Gromit like the idea. Let's find out what they think.
I think Wallace and Gromit would love it, actually. I'm sure Wallace would say, hey, lad, cracking idea. I know that certainly within the townships there's going to be some fantastic talent.
That's Dave Sproxton of Aardman Animations. A lot of enthusiasm there, Jonah. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Jonah Fisher, BBC reporter in Johannesburg, talking about the creators of Wallace and Gromit creating an animation academy in a township outside of Cape Town, South Africa.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.